Hallelujah, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, may peace be with all of you.
在这么忙的这个社会里面。
We're living in such a busy society.
我们做了一个礼拜的工。
And we have worked for a whole week.
星期五应该很多人都是做了一个礼拜的，很辛苦了，你们又来聚会，那求主耶稣看顾纪念。
And we must be all very tired because we've worked for the whole week and we still have the time to come and to have service. May the Lord remember us.
我们都是你们这样的心神看顾。
So may our Lord, may God look over and watch over such desire we have.
那是神所尊重的人。
And we're going to talk aboutPeople or the person that God honors.
神把以色列百姓带出埃及之后
After God led the Israelites out of Egypt,
出埃及记十九章就说，第六节，神让他们成为一个祭司的国度。
In the book of Exodus, chapter 19, verse 6, it says that God had made them into a nation of priests.
他们去做礼拜的时候，那个祭司就跟他们祝福。
And when they go to observe the Sabbath to worship God, the priest would bless them.
这是民数记第六章二十二到二十七节所记载的。
So this is recorded in the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verses 22.
也很多诗歌都在唱这个。
And there are many hymns that singing about this.
这个是有三个层面的一个祝福。
So this is a blessing that has three levels.
最先开始，我们是神的儿女，神赐福保护。
In the beginning, we are the children of God, and God will bless us and protect us.
像主耶稣所讲的，神好像母鸡展开翅膀，荫庇我们。
Just like what Jesus tells us, God is like the mother hen that opened up her wings to keep us.
慢慢在信仰，你慢慢的成长了。
And so as our faith continue to grow,
你能够看到神的眼睛了。
Then we can see the eyes of God.
你已经看到神的脸了。
And we can see His face.
小朋友只是看到妈妈的脚裙子而已。
As little kids, we only see our mother's feet or her skirt.
当你长个跟可以看到妈妈的脸的时候，妈妈的脸就光照你，就是成为神的朋友了。
But as the child grows older, the child will see the face of the mother, and the mother's face will shine on the child. It is talking about us becoming friends with God.
第三个祝福就是。神向你扬脸。
And the third blessing is that God lift up His countenance upon us.
这个是一般就是在圣经里面都是我们向神扬脸。
Usually, in the Bible, we are the ones that lift up our countenance towards the Lord.
举目看天。
We lift up our eyes towards God.
在这个情况颠倒。
But in this situation, it is the opposite.
神向你扬脸。
God lift up His countenance towards us.
在约翰福音第十二章二十六节所讲的。
In John chapter 12, verse 26, it says,
在那边是讲天父了，天父尊重的人。
Here it mentions,the Father honors such a person.
中文是用尊重。
The Chinese use the word respect.
其实在希腊文和英文的一样是 honor, 就是应该 honor 看在中文英文就是 honor 嘛，中文翻译的时候常常会看在上下文。
And in Greek and English, the word is actually honor. So in the Chinese translation, they often look at the context.
中国人比较讲孝道，所以你 孝敬父母，我们都会孝敬父母嘛，哈，只是这个字而已啦。
And the Chinese emphasis more on filial piety, so it talks about paying filial piety to the parents, but actually the word is just honor.
那我们一般在讲孝道，大部分虽然用圣经讲，但是大部分一般呐，哈。如果中国人比较多的，其实都在讲中国人的孝道，很少讲到圣经里面的道理，只引用而已啦。
So actually, when we talk about that, showing filial piety, we often, especially as Chinese, we actually are just talking about showing filial piety and not really what the Bible is talking about. We just reference it.
这是祝福的最高。
And this is the highest honor.
神向你仰脸。
God lift up his countenance towards you.
那这个是一个原则了哈。
This is a principle.
那如果我们看约翰福音十二章就知道。
So if we read John chapter 12, then we'll understand.
你先要舍己。
We must first deny ourselves.
这个是很不容易啊。
And this is incredibly difficult.
有时候我们信仰会遇到问题，就是你没有办法舍己。
When we encounter problems in our faith, it's because we're unable to deny ourselves.
我自己当传道，有时候也自己检讨，有时候也没有办法舍自己啊。
As a preacher, when I do self-examination, I also realize that sometimes I am unable to deny myself.
有时候舍了，有时候又赶快捡回来。
Sometimes I do that, but immediately I take it back.
那就发生问题了。
And then problems arise.
好，那舍己。
So to deny ourselves.
然后呢？
And then what?
跟耶稣。
We need to follow him, follow the Lord.
你就没有说我要完成自己的愿望了，或是有一个什么很大的野心了。
Then we do not go after our own hopes and dreams or follow our ambitions.
也没有说我要完成我一个梦要把它实现。
And we also do not try to fulfill our own dreams.
然后呢，在耶稣在哪里，你在哪里。
And wherever the Lord Jesus is, then there we are.
那你服侍他。
And then we serve him.
那天父就尊重你。
Then our Father in heaven will honor us.
那我们今天这个是一般性的，我们都很知道的道理。
So this is a common knowledge that we understand.
那今天我们来看几个人哈。
So tonight, let us look at a few characters.
我们用旧约来想一想。
So let's use the Old Testament as our thinking point.
神所尊重的人，如果他以他的人，他本身人的那个个性，不一定是最漂亮的。
The person that God honors, if we look at this particular person's own personality, it might not be the most beautiful.
他们不是天生丽质的，就是说生下来就是 好个性啊，好信心啊。
These people, they are not born with a very great faith or a very great personality.
但是他们共同的就是在信仰历程里面不断的磨练，不断的自我反省。
But then their common point is that they all continuously in their journey of faith to do self-examinations and go through trials.
不断的成长。
And they continued to grow.
在旧约里面就是福气很大的就是我们知道就是那个亚伯拉罕。
So in the Old Testament, someone who received great blessing, as we all know, is Abraham.
甚至那个万国万民就因他得福啊。
And to the point that all nations are blessed because of him.
其实这个人，如果你从开始看他
，But if we look at this person from the very beginning，
创世纪十二章开始哈
，Starting from Genesis chapter 12。
如果我有女儿，我绝对不会嫁这种人。
If I have a daughter, I would not marry my daughter to such a person.
如果她要嫁，那就没办法了。
But then if my daughter wants to marry him, then so be it.
我会建议啊。
I will
是 是她嫁，不是我要嫁她的。
I will make suggestions that it, you are the one that's marrying him and not me.
这种男人自私自利啊。
Because
但是你要讲他多坏都可以说的。
Such a man, he is so selfish and self-centered, and you can say all these bad things about him.
太太被人家抓去当太太了。
His wife got captured to be someone else's wife.
他得到礼物了。
And then he got gifts.
我不知道我们弟兄们，你会说感谢主吗？
I don't know about our brothers here, but would you say thank God?
讲这样不是，我不知道，这个我不会讲的。
I don't know how I can explain this.
如果没有神没有出手的话
，If God did not intervene，
他这个选民的故事讲不下去了。
Then the story of the chosen people will not be able to continue.
他不是一来就哇很有信心的那个什么行为完全。
He was not someone who started out with perfect deeds or perfect faith.
但是如果我们从十五章看
But if we read chapter 15,
他经过了十二章、十三章，慢慢的对神越来越相信。
After chapter 12 and chapter 13, he went through experiences and he started to trust in the Lord more and more.
神带他去外面。
So God took him outside.
应该天气不是像今天晚上了。今天晚上你看不到星星吗？
And I believe the weather that night was not like tonight because you couldn't see stars tonight.
那应该是好的晴天。
So it should probably be a night that had good weather.
你算星星啊？
God told him to count the stars.
但算不来。
But you couldn't count them all.
你的子孙就是像那么多。
And God told him, so shall your descendants be.
在这之前，在十一章已经告诉我们。
In chapter 11, it already told us.
他的太太不会生。
That the wife was barren.
那也没有。
And she also did not have.
其实应该是在那个时代来讲，已经没有希望的时代了。
So, in that society back then, they had lost all hope.
但是他就相信。
But then he believed.
他不是看环境相信。
He did not believe because of his situation.
他是看到神。
He saw God.
所以神就以他这个为他的义。
And because of this, God counted to him as righteousness.
这时候他已经放下自己了。
He had already denied himself.
我情况不行啊。
Because he was unable to.
如果你是小儿麻痹的。
If you are paralyzed,
走路都难啊。
It would be hard for you to walk.
神来说，那个田径教练还说啊，你这个人很适合参加那个马拉松。
And then, the track coach tells you, oh, you're someone who's very suitable to run on track and field or marathon.
我看如果你是那个人，我看你第一马上哭出来，你是。笑我呢，还是对不对
？So if you're that person, I think your first reaction would probably cry because, is this person making fun of me?
在信仰里面，我们每次都要回到最原点，耶稣所讲的，把自己放下。
In our faith, we must always go back to this original point that Jesus told us, which is we need to deny ourselves.
有时候我们自己放不下。
Sometimes we cannot do that.
在很多方面。
In many different areas.
所以我们就带着自己的旧校，带着自己的旧的人，所以走得很辛苦。
And so we continue to carry our old selves with us and our old leaven, and so we walk with much effort.
好，那到第二十四章。
And until chapter 24.
到了二十二章到二十四章，这整个故事。
Until chapter 22 and then to 24. Let's read 22 first.
24章是神对他一个试验。
So, Genesis
22章。
Genesis 22 was a test from God.
24章呢是对他的就是后代的他的一个信仰。
And then chapter 24 was regarding the faith of his descendant.
22章是他把自己孩子献上。
Chapter 22, he offered up his child.
24章是他为去他的本家本族那里为他的孩子娶一个太太。
In chapter 24, he wanted a wife from his home country.
他这样整个的行为呢，如果我们从雅各书第二章二十一节到二十四节来看的话。
So from this whole action that he had, if we look at it from the, according to James chapter 2,
他不但有信心。
Not only does he have faith.
你对神要完全的信心之后，你才有完全的行为。
You need to first have a perfect faith towards God, and then you would have a perfect action.
所以罗马书四章三节十四节来讲他的信心的这个程度。
And that is why in the book of Romans, chapter 4, verses 3 and 12,
就是四章对三节十四节
verses 3 and 14 it talks about his Abraham's level of faith
对尤其十四节
especially verse 14
他讲他的信他的信是什么信死人复活的神
it talks about the faith that Abraham had which was the faith that would resurrect the dead
然后从没有从无变有的神
and also the God that he believed in was the God that can call things that do not exist as though they did
这在人间里面信心是最高度的啦
and this is the highest level of faith within humankind
也因为这样子
and it is also because of this
所以他造就了他的生命他的整个的信仰是完全的。
In the end, his life and also his faith, it was perfect.
那我们很熟悉的在那个出埃及记十八章。
So we're very familiar with this in Exodus chapter 18.
他招待了神跟两位天使吃了一顿那个牛大餐之后。
So he treated God and two angels a big feast of ox or cow.
要离开了。
And then they were leaving.
那他朋友嘛，他就送一程了。
And so, or Genesis. And he was the friend, and so he walked with them.
那神自己也讲了。
And God also said himself,
我所要做十八章十七节我所要做的是岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢
And Genesis 18 verse 17, Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I'm doing?
他要做事一定要跟亚伯拉罕讲。
God wants to do something and he has to tell Abraham.
朋友你没有告诉他他以后知道他有点会感觉不够朋友。
As friends, you do something and you didn't tell your friend. Afterwards, the friend finds out and it would damage your relationship.
好，那理由就是第十九节。
And the reason is recorded in verse 19.
就是十八节、十九节了。
Verses 18 and 19.
那亚伯兰知道这个信息之后。
So after Abraham realized or found out this message.
十八章二十二节。
Let's read chapter 18, verse 22.
要去执行毁灭所多玛的，就是这两个天使。
The two angels, they were the ones that was going to execute the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以二十节这边说，两人转身离开那里，向所多玛去。
So verse 22 said, then the man turned away from there and went toward Sodom.
他们有没有说再见，我都不知道，他们就转身就走了。
We don't even know if they said goodbye, it just said they turned away and, and went.
三人走两人，剩下一个。
So three people, two of them left, one remained.
来，请你念一下二十二节。
Verse 22, then the man turned away from there and went toward Sodom, but Abraham still stood before the Lord.
Okay.他站着不动。
He stood still.
站在哪里？
Where did he stand?
站在神面前。
He stood before the Lord.
盯着神。
He looked at God.
好， 并且呢，他二十三节啊。
And also verse 23.
更进一步，亚伯拉罕就近前来。
And then he went nearer.
好，那从这里开始，我们就知道一次一次的他为这个城祈求。
And from here, we know that one time after another, he kept on interceding on behalf of the city.
来，我们看33节。
Let's read verse 33.
讲到最后呢？
And then what happened at the end?
33这边说，神与亚伯拉罕说完的话，就走了。
It said, the Lord went his way as soon as he had finished speaking with Abraham.
因为十个是最低价码了，不能再少了。
Because the number 10 was the lowest number, you can't go under that.
那亚伯拉罕也回到自己的地方去了。
And then Abraham returned to his place.
那亚伯拉罕的代求，到此就没有了。
And so,
我们到这里不晓得神的回应是怎么样啊。
The intercession of Abraham ended here, and we do not know what God's response would be.
那整个镜头，不是，整个情节就转到那个他的侄儿那边去了。
And then the whole story shifted to the nephew.
好，我们也知道，这个天使啊，这个罗德在彼得后书第二章说他是异人啊。
So we know that the angel, and also according to Second Peter, Lot was a righteous man.
有义的心。
He had a heart of righteousness.
一直忧伤为那个城。
And he kept on being sorrowful for the city.
这样看起来好像他很好。
And so it seemed as if he was very good.
但是这种义人只有心而已啊，忧伤而已，但是。你看下面那个行动，第一个没有行动，到最后呢，进到那个什么山洞里面，跟他女儿发生那种事情。
But such a righteous person only had a heart of righteousness, and he did not have any actions. And so, what happened to him in the end? He went into the cave, and then he had such relationships with his own daughters.
到最后实在是败坏的。
And in the end, he was corrupted.
是义人义心，但是最后是败坏。
He was a righteous man, and he had a righteous heart, but in the end, he was corrupted.
当然，在所多玛他是被救出来。
So of course, in Sodom, he was saved.
那为什么救他
？And why was he saved？
我们来看天使怎么讲。
Let's see, what the angels said.
因为他，如果我们看十九章
，If we read 19, chapter 19, verse 16,
罗德迟延不走啊
，Lot lingered and wouldn't leave.
他们就硬拉
，So they pulled him.
叫他往山上跑
，And they told him to run towards the mountain.
那在拉的时候哈
，And when they were pulling him,
那个天使对他们讲了哈
，The angels told them,
你们一定要出来啊。不出来我们不能行事啊。
You must leave or else we cannot do anything.
为什么？
Why?
那我们来看结果就好哈。
Let's just look at the result, end result.
后来他是真的出来了。
He indeed came out.
我们来看第23节。
Let's read verse 23.
我们看22节好了哈。
Let's read verse 22.
天使跟他们说你要速速的逃到那城，因为你还没有到那里，我们不能做什么啊。
The angel told him, "Hurry, escape there, for I cannot do anything until you arrive there."
也就是说，你要逃出来，你要去那里。如果你如果不被救的话，我们做不了事啊。如果你顶那个堵在那里，我们没有办法做啊。
The angels tell him to hurry up and get out of there because if he was there, the angels couldn't do what they needed to do. He was a blockage.
如果我们看到这里，好像以为罗德很有忍耐，对不对？
So if we read,
架子大，脸大，你哈。
If we read till here, we might think that Lot is someone who is very capable. He is so important.
来，我们看27节好了。
Let's read verse 27.
在亚伯一生里面，他有三次清早起来。
In the life of Abraham, there were three times that he rose early in the morning.
很特别，27节，亚伯拉罕清早起来，每次都是很重要的事情。
In verse 27, it said that Abraham went early in the morning, and every time it's recorded, it was something important.
非常关心这件事情啊。
He cared deeply about this matter.
他到了他从前站在神面前那个地方，回到原点。
He went back to where he had stood before the Lord, where he started.
是祈求神的地方。
And this was a place where he was asking God.
好，那他现在要看到底神有没有听他祷告。
So now he wanted to see whether God had listened to his prayers.
或是说神怎么听他祷告。
Or how God had listened to his prayers.
要看看结果到底怎么样。
He wanted to see the end result.
28节。
Verse 28.
向索多玛和俄摩拉的平原观看，不料。
And then he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah, and he saw, and behold.
这不料这是 behold, 看了，这是常常是一个转折。
So the word behold is often a turning point.
你跟你太太散步，你说看了。
If you are walking with your wife, and then you say, behold.
她一定会注意看什么。
Then she'll start paying attention, look at something.
你指着路旁的 小石头，说石头一个，她已经打你屁股了。
And then if you point towards the little stone or little rock on the side of the road, and you point it towards that, she probably will slap you.
不料。
So behold,
那地烟气上腾，如同烧窑一般。
The smoke of the land which went up like the smoke of a furnace.
亚伯兰不知道他的侄儿被救了，或是只看到哇，全都光了。
Abraham did not know whether his nephew was saved or not. All he saw was everything was gone.
当然，这时候没有记载亚伯兰的心理反应。
And so here it did not record the heart of Abraham or how he responded.
他已经做了他该做的。
He already did what he did.
但是呢，二十九节。
But verse 29.
当神毁灭平原诸城的时候，他纪念亚伯拉罕。
It came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain that God remembered Abraham.
当然，圣经里面如果你查纪念，都是我们要纪念神的恩典，纪念叫以色列人说纪念神怎么把你从为奴之家带出来，要纪念安息日，纪念什么，对不对？
If we look up the word remember in the Bible, often it's talking about us remembering God's grace to the Israelites. They need to remember how God had saved them from the bondage of Egypt, and that we need to remember the Sabbath day and so on and so forth.
现在是神纪念亚伯拉罕。
But here, God remembered Abraham.
所以正在倾覆罗德所筑之城的时候呢，就打发罗德从倾覆之中出来。
And sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow when God overthrew the cities in which Lot had dwelt.
被救出来，他们全家还不足十个。
And the whole family that was saved, it was less than 10.
本来说十个嘛，对不对？他求到十个，神就最低限度了，就走了。
Because Abraham had kept on asking until the lowest number, which was 10, and then God left.
因为亚伯兰的关系。
But because of Abraham.
天使还说，如果不把你拉出来，我们不能做事啊，拜托。
The angels even said, we cannot do anything until you have escaped.
所以这个来讲的话。
So if we look at it from this perspective.
神是尊重亚伯拉罕。
God honored Abraham.
我们来看26章就好。
Let's read Genesis chapter 26.
第二代神祝福以撒。
The second generation, Isaac, God blessed him.
从第26章，如果我们从第二节念的话。
Starting from verse 2, if we read onward.
在这里，第三节这边说是我必坚定我向你父亚伯拉罕所起的誓。
In verse 3, God said, I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father.
第四节,
Verse 4.
要增加你的后裔,
I will make your descendants multiply.
并且你要得福以后万国也要因着你的后裔得福。
And in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed.
我们来看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
为什么会这样子?
Why?
都是因为亚伯拉罕听从我的话，遵守我的吩咐和我的命令、律例、法度。
It was all because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws.
这是一个带给子孙祝福的神尊重的人。
This was the blessing that's brought to the descendants because of someone that God honored.
我们很快再来想一个人哈。
Let's quickly think of another character.
亚伯拉罕在我们来想想那个摩西。
So after Abraham, let's think about Moses.
摩西前四十年很神的很大的恩典。
The first 40 years of Moses' life, he had God's great blessings.
40岁到80岁的时候。
And from the age of 40 to 80.
其实从以色列百姓的角度来看，这个人已经懊恼了，已经是出局了。
From the perspective of the Israelites, this person had been cast out.
为什么?
Why?
他把自己嫁了。
Because he married himself. He married.
在当时他是没有讲话资格的。
He did not have any say in the matter.
四十年他只是在牧养他岳父的羊。
For 40 years, he was only watching over his father-in-law's sheep.
他也不能再回到以色列人那边去了。
And he also could no longer go back to the Israelites.
因为他这两个孩子没有受割礼。
Because his two children were not circumcised.
我们来看一节哈，这个故事蛮长的哈。
Let's read a verse because the story is long.
我们来看那个民数，那个是。出埃及记十八章。
Let's read. Let's read Exodus chapter 18. Let's just read this one verse.
那十八章要念英文呢，因为中文翻译漏了字哈。
We have to read English because the translations in Chinese is missing a word.
我们看第五节。Let's, 我们看一节就好，我们来看第。
Let's read this one verse, verse 6.
好，请你念。
Now he had said to Moses, I, your father-in-law, Jethro, am coming to you with your wife and her two sons with her.
你念完这个感觉怎么样?
After reading this, how do you feel?
一般人不会讲这样子的。
Usually, a normal person would not say such thing.
他岳父来自我介绍。
The father-in-law self-introduced himself.
我查了几遍希伯文，都是像英文一样的。
And I researched several Hebrew texts, and it was just like the way English was written.
以这种介绍都是很严肃的。
Such kind of introduction was always very serious.
中文是把它翻成说。我是你岳父叶特罗。
The Chinese translation says, "I am your father-in-law, Jethro."
你会不会感觉奇怪？多平常的。
Do you feel something weird about this?
会不会
？Do you?
你遇到你儿子，你说我是你的爸爸。什么什么名字？你这样讲，你和儿子会想说，
if you,
奇怪，爸爸是不是头脑有问题啊
？If you go up to your son and introduces yourself as I am your father, so and so, and would you feel like something is weird and odd?
他们不是几百年没见面啊
？It wasn't because they haven't seen each other for hundreds of years.
不久，他才跟他岳父说，让我回埃及看看。我的弟兄们还是不是活着
？It was just not too long ago. He talked to his father-in-law and said, "Let me go back to the land of my father to see if my brothers are still alive."
后来他就不回来了。
And then he never went back.
并且呢，又把他的两个儿子跟这个太太送回来了。
And then he sent back his wife and his two sons.
现在他把他带来了。
And then so now the father-in-law brought them here.
那他说我。
And the father-in-law says, I,、
嗯、
your father-in-law Jethro,
会不会奇怪？我。
Don't you think it's weird?
我是有权利压死你的。我叫做叶特罗。
I, your father-in-law Jethro, I have the authority to crush you.
你是嫁到我们家来的。
You are actually marrying into my family.
我们这一代，我的一个姑姑啊，她已经九十几岁了。她就是遭罪的，所以虽然是姑姑啊，但是她的孩子不姓爸爸的，都姓柯。
So, in my generation, one of my aunt, she was in this kind of situation. So all her children, their last name was not their father's, but Cole.
那再来，接下来他是什么？叶特罗带，再来呢？带着你的妻子，对哈。
And then after he said, Jethro, he said,I'm coming to you with your wife.
然后呢?
And then what?
来, 用英文。
And her two sons with her.
是她的两个儿子, 不是你的。
It is her two sons, not yours.
这是我们从常常把40岁到80岁我们自己想的很多的好处往她身上贴。
Many times from Moses' life, age 40 to 80, we think of many good things and we start putting it during that period in his life.
那我们会说，哇，四十年哦，他都是天天看天看地，哦，跟羊在一起，哇，就要训练他的，磨练他，哇，谦卑温柔，这是你想的。
We always say like during those 40 years, he looks at the sky, he looks at the grass, and he takes care of the sheep, and God is training him in the wilderness. All these things are something we thought of.
如果从那个创世纪开始以生命的家谱来讲，这时候他已经 out 了。
If we start reading from the book of Genesis, the genealogy of life, at this point in his life, he was out of it.
因为在井边，人家看一看说啊，这是埃及人，
Because,
没有关系了哈。
When he was next to the well, when others saw him, they said he was an Egyptian.
那他又甘心跟米甸祭司叶特罗同住，也就是说嫁进去。
And he was also willing to live with the a priest, the Midianite priest. He married into that family.
他的孩子没有。八天没有受割礼，如果照那个神跟那个亚伯罕立的约啊，这个要从民中剪除的。
And his two children, they were not circumcised on the eighth day. And according to the covenant that God had with Abraham, such people need to be cut out from the people.
他也知道的。
And he knew this too.
但是他没办法。
But he did not have any choice.
他已经伤心自己了。
Because he was very sorrowful.
因为他自己没有放下。
Because he was unable to deny himself.
那个《使徒行传》说，他以为别人会知道神差他来。
The book of Acts tells us that he thought that others would think that God had sent him.
但得到的是完全相反呢。
But the result was completely the opposite.
你割肉给人家吃，人家还跟你说你的肉有点腥味哦，你以后不要吃太多肉，你吃点那个青菜，可能你以后割下来肉比较清淡。
It was as if he cut off a piece of his own flesh and gave it to his people. But instead of appreciating it, they would say that, oh, this piece of flesh is filled with a smell. You probably should eat more vegetables so that your piece of flesh would taste better in the future.
你这个爱心马上变恨。
So such kind of love will immediately turn into hatred.Hatred or anger.
你最有修养的，就是说下次不要再跟你讲话了。
And even
对你 你生病没有东西吃，我把肉给你吃，你还讲这种话，气死人了。
Even someone who has the greatest personality, someone who is so loving to the point where the person is sick, and then you cut off a piece of your own flesh to give to this person, and then you hear something like that, you would probably be very angry.
那摩西真的是谦卑了。
But Moses was truly humble.
那他跟神也实在是太好了。
And he also was he had such a good relationship with God.
我们来看出来几句一点就好。
Let's just read the book of Exodus, just this one point.
这个我们也可能都很熟悉。
We're probably also very familiar with this.
神跟他在一起不只是朋友啊。
God was not just his friend when he was with God.
神是真的跟向他仰脸。
God truly lifted up his countenance towards Moses.
就看他的脸做事啊。
God was doing things because of Moses.
就是神所尊重的人。
And he was someone that God honored.
这是金牛犊事件。
And so this is the incident of the golden calf.
百姓的信仰实在太肤浅了。
The faith of the people were so superficial.
挡不住四十天。
They did not even last 40 days.
是都抬不到四十天，没有人带，就撑不下去了。
It wasn't even 40 days, and there was no leader, and they couldn't do it on their own.
亚伦又跟他们在一起。
And Aaron was with them.
做起金牛犊来拜了。
And they made a golden calf and started worshiping that.
还大大庆祝啊。
And then they had a great celebration.
坐下吃喝，起来玩耍。
They sat down to play, or got up and play.
第六节
啊。Verse 6.
还献燔祭、平安祭啊。
And they started to offer peace offerings.
第七节啊。
Verse 7.
神对摩西说了。
And God said to Moses.
好像朋友，赶快下去啊，下去吧。
God said to Moses, go get down right now.
原因是什么呢？
And what was the reason?
神蛮有趣的，因为你的百姓，就是你从埃及地领出来的，已经败坏了。
God said, for your people whom you brought out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves.
神不要了。
God did not want these people anymore.
好像夫妻哈。
Just like the husband and wife.
孩子坏，隔壁来控告了。
If the children did something wrong, and then the neighbor started accusing the child.
爸爸不讲理说，你看，你看你的儿子这样子。
And then
跟妈妈说。
The father gets.
现在就不是他的儿子了。
The father gets angry and says to the wife, the mother, "Look, look, your son."
明天得了那个总统奖，要去白宫颁奖。他说，哎呀，我儿子啊，好棒。
And then
又变成你的。
If the next day the child earns some kind of a national award and is to go to the White House for the award ceremony, the father probably would say, oh, my son.
神对谁说过这是你的百姓啊？
Who did God ever say that this is your people?
那神要把他们毁灭。
And God wanted to destroy them.
那我们来看第十节啊。
Let's read verse 10.
这个大家很熟，并且神讲这种话实在是，摩西实在是他在神的家尽忠，实在是最大的奖赏。
We are very familiar with this verse, but God said something like this, and but Moses was truly faithful in the house of God, and God would reward him.
第十节
，verse 10。Now, therefore, let me alone, that my wrath.
这个是英文是什么意思啊？
What does this mean? Let me alone.
中文是说你且由着我。由着我做什么？我要修理他们。
Let me alone for what? I want to discipline them.
我要向他们发烈怒啊！将他们灭绝。
My wrath will burn hot against them, and I may consume them.
神要发脾气，要问问那个什么。摩西啊，让我发个脾气啊。
When God wants to get angry, he asked Moses to let him be angry.
你会不会问儿子说，儿子，我发个脾气怎么样？
Would you ask your son, to let you be angry?
我常想到小时候。
I often think about my childhood.
应该你不会了。
It probably didn't happen to you. 比他们
都小。
I was very young, younger than the kids here.
做错了嘛。
And I did something wrong.
我说弄破碗，然后什么？那时候一定赶快跑到祖母的裙子后面。现在想起来 很清楚啊。我祖母也不高，但是我那时候更小，拉着她的裙子，然后呢，裙子蛮大的嘛，偷看爸爸。
I would do something wrong, and then the first thing that I would do after, say that I broke a bowl, I would run behind my grandmother. My grandmother was not very tall, but I was even shorter, and I would run behind and hid behind her skirt, and she had a big skirt, and I would hide myself and then peek at my father.
因为我爸爸12岁就没有爸爸了。
Because my father, when he was 12, he lost his father.
但是他很尊重，应该说不能说怕了，就是我祖母就站在那里也不动啊，他就我偷看哦，他站在那里很生气啊，那棍子，但是他不讲话。
But my father,
他等一下他要走了。
My father really respects or honors grandmother, and my grandmother wouldn't do anything. She would just stand there, and I would hide behind her and peek from her skirt to look at my father. My father was very angry and with a rod, but he couldn't do anything, and he would leave.
那有一次，我爸爸已经很气，他说，但是他也很客气啊，还说，妈妈，你走开一点啊。
And so.I remember one time my father was so angry, but he was very courteous to my grandmother and said, Mom, please just move out of the way.
我祖母也不讲话就是了，她就站着。
But then my grandmother wouldn't say anything and she would just stand there.
我常常想到那这个跟这个。
And I often link that situation with this one.
那更进一步的呢？
And furthermore,
神跟摩西说
God said to Moses,
我要将他们灭绝
I will consume them.
然后呢
And then,
使你的后裔成为大国
I will make of you a great nation.
这是神应许亚伯拉罕的
This was something that God promised Abraham.
创世纪12章第一节第二节
Genesis chapter 12 verses 1 and 2.
如果平常人的话已经说啊愿主的旨意成全啊。
And so if you're a normal person, you probably would respond, May God's will be done.
因为这些人没水也吵，没吃也吵，然后呢，路拦走要拿石头打死你。
Because this group of people, they complain when there is no water, they complain when there is no food, they complain when the road is hard to walk on, and then they want to...pick up the rocks and throw you and kill you.
现在神要让你成为亚伯拉罕第二，这些人跟他死，你啊，你跟你家你小孩，哇，亚伯拉罕第二。
And now that God wants to make you Abraham number two and make you a great nation, you and your family, you would become Abraham number two.
但是他没有这样做。
But then Moses didn't do this.
他是神所尊重的。
He was someone that God honored.
他又讲回去啊。
And then he responded back with God.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
你为什么向你的百姓发烈怒呢？
He said, Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people?
你说是我，神说是你的，现在说啊你的，所以两个人。
God said, your people, but then Moses said, no, your people, it's quite interesting.
Marvelous, interesting, 这个是很奇妙的。
Oh, it's very marvelous.
他跟神是朋友。
He was God's friend.
又是神所尊重。
And he was someone that God honored.
所以他从毁灭当中能够救这些百姓。
He was able to save the people from destruction.
他是在神的家敬重的。
And he was someone that was faithful in the household of God.
希望神帮助我们。
And may God help us.
让我们年纪越来越大。
So that as we age,
成为亚伯拉罕。
We will become like Abraham.
神所尊重。
Someone that God honors.
子孙门徒。
And the descendants will be blessed.
好像摩西。
And like Moses.
治理教会。
To be able to manage the church.
站在破口。
And to stand in between the broken parts.
能够挡住神的愤怒。
And to block the wrath of God.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn together.
389首。
389.